All right, Baruch Hashem, we got to start a new sugya today. So much to do. Kiyavyach Hashem lokecha la'art asher atav Hashem al rishta v'nashag v'yim rabim mipanach achiti v'agir v'ashi v'amoi v'aknani v'afizi v'achivi v'ayibusi shiv'a goyim rabim atumim mimeka v'nisanam Hashem lokecha l'fanach v'kisam acharem tacharim osam lo'y sechrois lohem bris v'lo sechanei. So the big question we're going to be talking about today is which goyim are we referring to in this? Shavamimin, all goyim, goyim that are over the Avodah Zarah. Like, before we get there, let's start with a more basic question, which is what does lo sechanim mean, both al pi pshuto shel mikra and lahalacha, and are they connected? So the Unkala says the lo sechanim means the lo sirachem aleihon. So it means don't have compassion upon them. And the context here is basically after Hashem told us to destroy them, you might think you could be merachem on them, and the Torah says no, you may not. Now, of course,
I believe the word racham in Aramaic means to like or love. Not
love. Okay. Maybe. You'll see in a moment why I am saying what I'm saying. But I hear what you're saying. So that's something to consider. Yeah. Okay. So we all know, and we'll read the Gemara in just a couple of moments, what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that there are three ways to violate the Sisser. One is Matnas Chinam. Two is Chayana Bekarka, giving them land or selling them land in Eretz Yisrael. And three is speaking positively or complimenting them. Go through the details of all those Yisurim. But the question is, what is the Pshuto Shel Mikra here, and is that relevant in Halacha? So when we turn to the Rambam, we see something very interesting, both in the Sefer Mitzvos and in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. We'll start with Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. Ein karsin bris la'ovdei Avodah Zarah, kidei shenaser imahem shalom, v'naniach osam la'ovdash, namar lo sichos lam bris, ela yachzeru me'avodasa o yaregu. V'aser l'rachem aleihem, shenamar v'lo sechanein. L'fikach en ra'i goy, Zara Oved Otovea Binahar, Lo Yaleu, Rahu Lo Kuach Lamos, Lo Yatilanu. Fine. So what's the Rambam saying? That the Pasuk means Lo Lerachem Aleihem. Right? He's quoting our Pasuk. Lo Sechanem means Lo Lerachem Aleihem. The Targum translation. And therefore, the fikach, an application of this, is the din of lo ma'alin v'lo mo'id. So the question, of course, is where does the Rambam get this? After all, doesn't the Gemara, this does not seem to be one of the three applications for this lav articulated by the Gemara. You see the same thing in Sefer Mitzvos, lo sase nun. B'hamitzvah ha-chamishim hi shehiz hiranu mechamol al ovdei avodah zarah. U'miyafos davar mikol ma sheyuchad lahem v'hu amru yisaleh lo sechaneh. U'va ha-kabbalah lo siten lamchein ad she'ish yafetzura me'ovdei avodah zarah eno mutar lanu shenomar zeh yifei toar or zeh panav yafos. So what we see the Rambam doing over here is quite clear. He's saying, what is the Pshuto Shel Mikra? What does the Pesukim mean? The Pesukim mean, Lo Sirachem Aleihem, Mechamol Al Ovdei Kochavim, having Chemla. Uva B'Kabbalah, we have a Mesorah that it also includes other things like complimenting them. So first of all, we talked earlier this man about the role pshat plays in halacha. We talked about it especially in the context of Chukos Akum and the like. Here we see that idea coming up again, that even though Chazal don't bring this pasuk, the Rambam says that, of course, the Pshuto Shel Mikra is Nogeya LaHalacha, and Chazal didn't mean to replace the Pshuto Shel Mikra with the drashos that they give. These are drashos that we know al pi Kabbalah, they're correct. We paskin them as well, the Rambam paskins them and all those letters are as well, but we still have the psukim, the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and the Pshuto Shel Mikra mean that there's an Isser Lachmol Aleihem, and that din is paskined as well, even primarily. It's interesting, we'll have to get back to this question, that in Sefer HaMitzvot, he mentions only the drasha of complimenting. He doesn't bring down matnas chinam or nesinas karka. That might, karka might be because it comes up in a different love. But it is certainly significant that the only thing that he mentions here is chay, which we'll get back to. Maybe that's the only one that's deraisa. Maybe that's the most mefurish. So you have to figure out, and this is certainly one of the things we're going to work on, whether those other drashos or any of the drashos, which of the drashos are smachtos, which are dinim dorai. So we see a similar thing to the Rambam in the Sefer Chinuch in Tuf Chaf Vav. The Isser is Shalom Lachun al Ovdi Avodah Zarah. And he begins, Shalom Nachmol al Ovdi Avodah Zarah, al Yasher B'Einenu Devar Mehem, Kolomar Shenachik. He says very interestingly as well, that this isn't just an Isser in Dibor. Dibor is a violation, but it's even b'machshava. Why not? Why should it be a difference? Kolomar Shenachik mi'machshava Seinu, v'lo yal al pinu, shiye b'mi shehu Ovdi Avodah Zarah davar to'elas. Now, the Isser is Shalom Nachmol, Ad Kedei Kach, that Chazal even tell us it includes a prohibition against saying Kama Na'e Goy Zeh. And he says that these are all, I'll read on as well. He says Yesh Marboseinu because it's machlokas between Mary Yehuda and our Gemara. Same idea. And we'll talk about the Shoresh a little bit later, but he says briefly that the Shoresh is because we don't want to be influenced by them. So therefore, we should stay away. Okay. Now, another interesting thing we see in the Rambam that relates to this point, figuring out the gather of the lav, is the question of malchus. So once we're on the Sefer Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch writes, "V'over al zeh v'shibeach ovdei avodah zarah u'ma'aseihem zulasi b'inyan she'imtza shevach yaseh ma'od l'umunaseinu mitoch shvacham." That's an interesting idea, which we'll have to get back to. "Avar al lav zeh v'ein bo malchus." Etc. So the Chinuch writes, why is this a law? Why don't you don't get Malkos? A, because it's a law of Shein Bo Maisa. Why is there no Maisa? Certainly, some of the time there's a Maisa. If you give him a Matana, there's a Maisa. So the answer, L'chora, is that this is the Sefer Chinuch L'shitaso. And this is spelled out a little more clearly, as I'll see in another place in the Chinuch in a moment, which is the Chinuch's Shita is that if you have a lav that can be violated without a Maisa, even if you happen to violate it with a Maisa, you still don't get Malkus. The famous example of that is with respect to Bal Uriah. And the Sefer Chinuch alludes to this perhaps even a little more clearly in a different mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sadi Dalit Shalola Hoshiv Oved Avodazar Bartseinu, where he writes, Vover Alel Machar Lam Karka, O Scharo Lahem Bim Malkum Shen Rashai, O Avral Mitzvah Samelach, Enoloka, Lefish Efshalim Kor Lam Karka, O Lahaskir Below, Asias Maisa. since it's possible to be mocher karka without maisa, so then even if you happen to be mocher karka with maisa, you are not loka. Now, the Minchas Chinuch notes that there should be another reason why I don't get malchus over here, because it's a law of sheb b'chalalos. After all, it includes all sorts of different things. Not giving compliments, not giving gifts, not selling land. So why did the Sefer Chinuch write that the reason you don't get malchus is because it's ein bo maisa? He should have said it's because of law of sheb b'chalalos. So he answers that this is not a law of sheb b'chalalos. This also brings us back to a discussion that we had a couple weeks ago, when it came to Chukuzakum, and whether Chukuzakum is a law of Shabbos. The Rambam thought it wasn't. The Rambam says you can't get Malkus on Chukuzakum. And he says, as we saw, the Pshat is that even though there are many manifestations of it, it's really fundamentally one thing. And the Menachas Chanuch says the same thing is true over here. When it comes to Lai Sechanim, there are many manifestations. The way he puts it is, Nira de law the law of Shabbos, afal pi, de shlosh advar milmad milav zeh, da kol achad kemo lav de melaches yant. Now here, it's a little less obvious than Lav de Melachas Yatif, because the things are quite different from each other, even more than perhaps Chukuzakum. But that's the idea of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is basically, there's one idea, and the Drash, even though the Gemara learns from the Diyukim in the Pasuk that it says Lo Sechanim, it doesn't say Lo Sechunam, it doesn't say Lo Sechinam, or however exactly it says it, but they're derived from different Drashas, but fundamentally we have one Lav and three manifestations, and therefore it's not considered a lav sheb b'chlalos. That is the shita of the Minchas Chinuch. Karka, as we said, is really the Sefer Chinuch didn't mention karka, but that's also because, like we said, it's in a different lav. Now, it's an interesting question why you need it to be two lav. Al Kopanim, the Minchas Chinuch asks, according to the Rambam, why don't you get Malkus? In other words, we already mentioned that according to Sefer Chinuch, you don't get Malkus. Why? Because you could violate it without a lav. Now we know that the Rambam disputes with that rule. So if so, then according to the Rambam, why don't you get Malkus? That's the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. And how does he know? Maybe you do get Malkus for the Rambam. So the answer is that there's a list of Isurim for which you get Malkus. In terms of Malkus without Karis, there's 168. The way to remember that is because it's the Gematria of Yilkul Zaytim. That's the Rambam's Gematria. Not another Gematria, it's Simon. But anyway, the Rambam lists all 168 in the Hilchos Sanhedrin. And I think if you look throughout that list, you won't find the Isser of Lais Chanim. So it seems that the Rambam says you don't get Malkus. But why? After all, if it's not a Lash B'chalos and you are in violation of it through a Maisa, why shouldn't you get Malkus? That's Kash Minchas Chinuch, which he doesn't answer. Now the Rambam, sorry, the Radvaz in that tshuva that I sent you is cholek on this point. Cholek l'chor in the Sefer Chinuch. Again, according to Sefer Chinuch, it's not a lav shebichlalos because, as the Minchas Chinuch said, it's all really one thing with multiple manifestations. The Radvaz says, no, actually, it's not a lav shebichlalos because the other dinim are derabanan, or you only get malkos al pipashte dekra. And therefore, you're not, but, if you are Merachim, you do get Malkos. Right? So that's what the Radvaz says. There's a problem with this Radvaz, which is that if the Radvaz is right, why isn't it in the list of Malkos, as the Minchas Chinuch points out? But one way or the other, that's the way the Radvaz learns in the Rambam. He writes, and in fact, he points out, well, first I'll read you that point. Halamadata she'ikara mitzvah, Shalol Rachim Aleihem. You see from the Rambam, as we were Madaik, that the Iker Mitzvah is Shalol Rachim. Vim Asa Maisa Loika. Okay, so he takes for granted that if you're Merachim Al Yidei Maisa, Echves, you see a guy in a well, not a guy, well, let's forget it's a guy or not. You see, for now, we'll say, an Oved of Avodah Zarah in a well, and you take him out of the well and you save his life, then you would get Malkus. for that. There was Edom and Asra. So he takes for granted against the Minchas Chinuch, even though it is a Lash Bechlalos, Shavei Kolel, Lositein Lomchanai Bekarkov, Shalalitein Vilolase, Slahamat Naschinam, Vishalalomar, Kamena Akam Zeh, Ekalamemar, Midrabananhu, Vasmachuakra, all those violations are Dirabanan. Even they're going to say that those are deraisa. Mikol mokom ein loken el al pashte dekra, which is an idea that Rambam certainly does say in Sefer HaMitzvos, that to get malkos it needs to be pashte dekra to some degree, and therefore you don't. So first of all, the Radvaz assumes you do get malkos. B, he assumes that to the extent that these are dinim deraisa, that would make it a lav shebichlalos. Meaning to say, you can't do what the Minchas Chinuch said, which is that there's this one broad idea that's kolel, matnas chinam, and chayim, and karka. That doesn't really work, right? That's like too broad. After all, how would you define, right? How would you define the mitzvah like this Minchas Chinuch? Minchas Chinuch says, oh, there's this one thing. So from Lechus Yantif, I could understand, right? It's Lechus Yantif. What is that broad thing that's kolel? All three examples. Chayim, chanai, I mean, that's a word that somehow is merames to all three. But how would you encapsulate that with a single idea? So that's why the Radvaz thinks it's not, that doesn't make sense. And that's really should be categorized as a lav shebichlalos. But maybe it's not a lav shebichlalos only because those three things are only derabanan. It could be, interestingly enough, that the Brian showed me that the Malbim says that the Pashtei Dekra is about Chanaya Bekarka. Now, he comes to that from the context of the Pasuk. In that sense, that makes sense. Though, in terms of the word, Lo Sechanein, I would have thought that's a harder read in terms of the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Anyway, that is Shitas HaRambam. Now, the Rambam points out that this position of the Rambam will affect how you read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, and specifically that Rashi doesn't learn it this way, right? The Gemara sort of starts off with how do you know this one? Tana mihachi lo sechanim lo sitein lom chanaya b'karka davar acher. Sorry, earlier. Damar kra lo sechanim lo sitein lahem chanaya b'karka. Hai lo sechanim miboy leidachi kamer achmana lo sitein lam chayin. So how do you read that line? Lo sitein lam chayin. So the Rashi reads that as it's referring to the Gemara later on. Lo sitein lam chayin means shelo yomar kama mikopavim zunah. Even though the Gemara didn't teach that drasha just yet, it's alluding to it. Whereas the way the Rambam would read this Gemara, he argues, and he has a couple of diukim in support of that, though there are also problematic aspects. But when it says over here, Dachikam Rachman al-Sinam Lachim means the Pshuto Shalikra, which is you can't have compassion for them. That's the way the Radvaz thinks that the Rambam, at the very least, would read the Gemara.
Doesn't the Gemara praise the Parsim for having good midos? And
yes, we're going to get to that. Don't worry.
Okay.
There are a lot of different answers to that question. It could be it's only to individuals. It could be midos are different in Musar. In the Tzitz Eliezer that I sent out to you, you saw he gave a number of answers to that question. But anyway, we'll get to that one thing at a time. Turning to Rashi. So Rashi ala Torah writes, Los chanem los sitein lahem chayin, asr la adam lomar kamena goizah, davarache los sitein lahem chanay ba'aretz. Sort of interesting why Rashi ala Torah didn't mention manas chinam. Is that because he thought that's not pshuto shel mikra? I'm not sure. Either way, the Gemara has, like we said, all three. If you look at the Yerushalmi, Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, he has maybe another example, whether you call this a fourth or possibly a fifth. If we learn like the Rambam, this would be number five. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Avahu, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, Amar Godeles Yisrael Lo Segadeles HaNachris. I assume that means someone who's a braider, like a hairstylist. She may not braid a nachris, Mishum Lo Sechanem, Ositein Aleihem Chaim. She can't make them beautiful looking. Do we pass in this way? And if so, that would be an interesting question. And would it be mutter if you've got schar for it and the like? So we'll get back to those questions. So, but the first, I guess.
Maybe that. Uh-huh.
Right. So Migadeles doesn't mean a hair braider, hairstylist. It means a migadeles. Okay, I hear. Here, interesting. Note also, and we'll return back to this question though, that the lashon of the Yerushalmi, at least here, is nachris, alo tegadel es hanachris. So that's a point. I guess that brings us to our next point, which we already alluded to. The question is: are we talking about what group of people is this isser discussing? Certainly, from the context of the pasuk, you would think it's talking about shiva amamin. We just noted that the Yerushalmi uses the word nachris, which is significant, presumably indicating that it's not limited to Shiva Amamin. The Bavli also sounds this way in a couple of places. Number one is because it has the story, it asks on the Rebbe Yishmael, who said something, you know, said a beautiful Rashbag, sorry, how Shaya Gabi Ma'ala Barabayas Bar Obedes Kechavim Achas Na'ab Yoser Amar Ma'arabu Ma'asecha Hashem. And the Gemara asks, how could he do that? Now, Echtesi Shivas Meshiva Samanit. Our Gerson Abavli says Obedes Kechavim, no? Which is, okay, makes sense. Could be that is done. Gaya would have been Obedes Kochavim. When Yerushalmi brings down that story, it does say Nachris. In the Oz Vahadur Gemaras, I don't think they changed Obedes Kochavim, right? So that's also significant. So maybe it's even a Bachlokas between Abavli and Yerushalmi. Tosfos, though, addresses this question head on and says an extraordinary thing. Tosfos says, starts off by noting that clearly, contextually, the Pasuk should be limited to Shiva Amamin. However, even though that's what the psukim sound like, it doesn't seem that to be correct. It applies to all Ovdei Kochavim. Now, here again, we have to ask: does Ovdei Kochavim mean idolaters or non-Jews? We'll have to look for clues. V'chein mashma sugim b'samach. Well, how does this sugya mashma that way? So one reason is because of that story that we just said. It doesn't sound like she was from Shiva Amamin. We might also see this from the discussion of comparing Ger Toshav versus Nachri and the assumption that we'll read that Gemara inside in a moment, but that might indicate, certainly imply that it's not limited to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. I mean, not limited to Shiva Amamin. But anyway, he doesn't say Muchach, he says Chein Mashma B'Sugim B'Samach. So he says, how could that be? In other words, Chazal, it's true, Chazal clearly seemed to apply this, not limit this to Shiva Amamin. How could that be? The Psukim. Answers Tosfos. In other words, it is true that some of these mitzvos are only talking about Shiva Umos, and some of them are talking about all Ovdei Kochavim. And how do we know? Svara. So here we really see a remarkable example of the degree to which Svara plays in terms of interpreting the psukim. We're even going against the Pashtei Dekra. And not only that, but it's not just any old Svara, but I would even say it's Taimei Dekra. Now that they're trying to figure out, well, what's the reason for this Isser? We figured it out. We say, okay, well, that Isser should only apply to Shiva Umos. What's the reason for that Isser, for another Isser? Well, that, you know, and we're basically speculating or determining what's the reason for the mitzvah, and then using that determination to interpret the psukim, even though Tosfos readily acknowledges that from the perspective of the psukim, there's no basis for this. So let's just read it inside. Vadai b'chol hanach krai ikka taima rabba delay matzinan luch minan ela b'sheva umos. Lo sichya kol neshama leka luch mi b'shar umos. De behed yeksiv behu v'hayu l'chol amas. V'avaducha v'chein ki yasir l'rabbanan delo darshi taima dekra v'svarahu luch ma b'sheva umos. De mesiri tfei. Okay, note that svara, because we're going to see not everybody agrees to that svara. V'chein lo sischaten like look me ala b'shiva umos shemay kol shar umos mutarin lahem bekal begius begerusan chutz meosin she'asar kasa v'moni muavi aval man neschinam v'nesin aschein v'chanaya ein shum tam l'chalek bein shav de kochav m'shiva umos. Since misvara there's no reason to mechalek between shiva umos and the rest of ovdei kochavim, so me'mela we're going to assume that this applies to all ovdei kochavim. Incredible. So it's very fascinating, again, in terms of the role of Sfar, in terms of time of Dekra. Tosfos consistently in Shas has this idea that we're going to, I would say, use Svara and even especially time of Dekra to determine the parameters of Sukkim. Maybe another time we could talk about elaborate. But anyway, this is certainly an incredible example. So Tosfos says that very interesting idea, Tochtarov, which is that Shiva Umos are Mesiri Tfei, right? His lashon is v'chein ki yasir l'rabbanan de lodar shetamet akras farahu l'ukmei v'sheva Umos de Mesiri Tfei. Okay, so the pasuk ki yasir is shat Shiva Umos because they're Mesiri Tfei. Now here's what's very interesting. What's the reason for So if we look at the Sefer Chanuch and the Rambam, more or less says the same thing in Mishneh Torah, the reason for this mitzvah is because we're concerned that these Ovdei Kochavim will be Meisir, will lead us astray. Now, if that's the concern, so then Dafka, there would be a reason to limit it to Shiva Umos. And yet, so clearly, Tosfos thinks that the reason is not because of the concern they will lead us astray. Because that, if that were the case, then it would, then we'd have no right to limit it to expand it, sorry, beyond Shiva Umos, right? Because when it comes to the pasuk of Kiyas here, Tosfos says it makes sense to limit that to Shiva Umos because the Mesiri Tvei. So if this was also usher because of a concern that they will be Mesir, then it would be mistaber to limit it to Shiva Umos. But Tosfos says, Ein shum tam l'chalek bein shav de kochavim l'shiva anamim. But there would be a tam l'chalek if you hold that the Isser was based off of a shash they'll be Mesir. That must be the answer, but that's the point. In other words, it's not because of Mesir. In other words, if you think, well, you're answering the question. You're saying, oh, maybe Tosfos thinks that the reason for Lo Sechanim perhaps relates to Chasnas. That's a possibility. If you think that's true, then you're right. Then there's no reason to be Mechalek between Shiva Umos and Shar Ovdei Kochavim. So that's a, Tosfos doesn't tell you what he thinks the reason for the mitzvah is, right?
So you think that we'll discuss it on that Mamshach more.
And so once you think that, again, his lashon, that being Mesir is more shaykh for Shiva Umos, so then there's a reason to be Mechalek. And he says, Ein Hashem Tam Mechalek, alts being Mesir. So I'm just using the words of Tosfos. So clearly Tosfos does not hold that the reason is because of that. Okay, so our first position that we have, at least to address this explicitly, is Tosfos. Tosfos says explicitly it's not limited to Shiva Umos, it applies to Ovdei Kochavim. What is not explicit in Tosfos, at least not 100% explicit, is what about non-idolatrous Gaia? Does it apply or not? That is less clear. turning to, before we get to the Rambam inside, we're going to see what the Beis Yosef and the Bach say. Beis Yosef and Bach discuss this in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Mentas, which are the halachos of Matana, nice and short simen. By the way, just Agav, it's a very interesting point, and we all have heard of the idea of Sonei Matanos Yechia. What's so bad about Matanos? So, Tur's Lashon is very interesting. Midas HaChasidus, that's also interesting. Shelo Lekabel Matana Mishum Adam, Elo Levtoach B'Hashem She'itein Lo Dei Machsoko. Shinema V'Sonei Matanos Yechia. Anyway, but on the topic of Matana, the Torah says, Aser Litein Matanos Matnas Chinam La'oved Avodas Kochavim. Says the Beis Yosef, means idolaters dafka. The Torah would be matir giving gifts to Yishmaelim. Yishmaelim are non-idolaters, they're monotheists. No, it's not true. Ela fuke ger toshav. So Beis Yosef seems to be absolutely unequivocally clear. We'll see that he's not at all. But I just said here, I'd say, okay, absolutely unequivocally clear. It's an issur to give to all non-Jews other than a ger toshav. And therefore, to Yishmaelim, it is asur. The Torah says, Ovdei Kochavim. He doesn't explain, but presumably the Beis Yosef must have thought that the second dia, when the Torah says, it's, in other words, there's a stira between the Reish and the Seifa. The Torah says, Aser to give it to Ovdei Kochavim, Mutter to give it to Ger Toshav. So the Beis Yosef must have thought that the second dia is stronger than the first dia. If it was Mutter to give to Yishmaelim, so he should have said Mutter to give to Yishmaelim. So the fact that he says mutter to give to Ger Toshav implies everybody besides a Ger Toshav is Aser. And therefore, if you're not a Ger Toshav, it is Aser to give away a gift. That's the view of the Beis Yosef. The Bach says, well, if that's right, then the Torah was very misleading when he said it's Aser to give gifts to Ovdei Kochavim. He should have said Gayim. Rather, but then the Torah says, I'm sorry, the Bach says, but actually, Lafiani Estaiti Nirad Lafi Shahamalchus Makpidim. The reason why the Torah said this Lashon is because we couldn't have written Gayim. Because the censors, because the Malchus are Makpidim, and Yizkiru Shem Gai Bisfarenu. Everybody knows we're not allowed to write the word Gai in our Sfarim. So what did the Torah do? Whether either it was censored or self censored, but the correct girsa in the Torah is Gayim, right? So this is what the Torah means. The Torah should say, Aser to give gifts le Gayim, Mutter to give gifts to Gere Toshav. That's the answer to the question. Now, I saw that in the Sfarim, they refer to Machlokas as the Bach and the Beis Yosef about this question. It's confused. What do you mean the Machlokas between the Bach and the Beis Yosef? Bach and Beis Yosef don't say the exact same thing, right? The Bach defends Beis Yosef. So the answer is, that it's true in our girsas in the Bach, they have that line. But this is a great irony. The censors censored the line in the Bach, which claimed that the Torah was censored. In other words, that last, all the standard versions of the Bach used to say, have the kash of the Bach. How could the Torah write that? How could the Beis Yosef say that the Torah meant to include all non-Jews? Why then did he say, Ovdei Kochavim? Stop, that was the end. So the censored version of the Bach, you understand what I'm saying. But the correct version of the Bach says that the Torah was censored. The Beis Yosef also must have thought that the Torah was censored. Fine. Okay. Good. So we have the Beis Yosef. We have the Bach, maybe Tosfos as well. That the Isser of Loisachanim seems to be with respect to all Gayim, not just Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Before we get to Shitas HaRashba, who might say seems to argue with the Beis Yosef and the Bach, I should and say that it does not apply to Yishmaelim. Is there anyone who actually says it only applies to Shiva Umos? So the Tor Tamima, you could always count on Tor Tamima for a nice controversial thing. So I saw an interesting Tor Tamima, a controversial one on our previous video also yesterday, but it's too late, we're done. So the Tor Tamima says, you know, of course the Havamin of Tosfos is right. We're just talking about Shiva Umos. After all, read the Psukim. Mechateisi, not to say that. Of course we're talking about Shiva Umos. Batosfos kasvu diraki suri kris iser krisis brisairi b'shiva Umos avalavin elu shavim b'chol ovdei ha-kochavim v'kasvu ken al-pi svara levad. Tosfos, he just made it up al-pi svara. That's not precise. Tosfos says it's muchach came from the Gemara, or mashma that way from the Gemara. We know that from the story of Rabbi Yishmael, from the fact that we say this is only, you know, going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir, right? So the truth is the Gemara sounds that way. It's not like, I mean, Tosfos said the Gemara knew it was far, but it's not that Tosfos knew it was far. But he says, the Kasu cannot be far, Lanad, as though Tosfos didn't have any rayos, Tosfos had rayos. No, no. So Avaladaiti says the Torah Tamima, Zakasha Tuva, the pasuk Zairi b'shiva umos k'maisha kasabdi, and then he says, "Oh, bring you a great raya. What's my raya? We have lots of places in Shas where we find people giving gifts to Gaim. So if you learn like me, it's very pasha because they're not shiva umos. Of course, Tosfos himself was bothered that I had that question and answered it. But anyway, that is the view of the Tor Tamima. Anybody find anybody else besides the Tor Tamima who said this? The Minchas Yitzchak on the Tosefta. Okay, very good. Fine. So when you find it, let me know. Turning to the Rashba that I alluded to before, Shuvas Rashba Chelak Aleph Simin Ches. So he was asking the question: how do we do find in Shas, as we just mentioned? Amorayim Tanayim giving gifts to Gayim. How could that be? And whoever the Shoel is gave the following answer. That
says
you're saying that doesn't sound like just like the Havamina.
Exactly. It sounds like you're saying it's from the Hazayin Umos.
Right. Okay, I have to look, but it's here. Very fast.
Someone told them to set this right in the spot about the
Shah. About?
Smog says the Homer Shushal Mikra or something like that, is that's only about the Shabbat.
Right.
It's like Halacha.
Right. Right. But the Tosefta does. I mean,
The Tosefta sounds like it thinks that maybe it's in the Halacha.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if, you know, the answer is that the Bavli doesn't sound that way, but maybe it is the view of the Tosefta. Okay, fascinating. So that, who wrote the Minchas Yitzchak on the Tosefta?
It's like a coloring Schwad.
Okay. Okay. Okay, very good. So the question is still going to be how you deal with the Gemara, and are you going to, even if you think that's a Pshat Tosefta, how do you stem it with the Gemara? But that's very interesting. Okay, so the Chufas of Rashba. So as I said, the Rashba was asked how to explain that Gemara that says they gave a Yarech to the guy. The Gemara says, you know, you don't have to worry about the Gid Anasha because it's Nicker, but what about the Yisrav? Lo Sechane. So this, the Shoel in the question gave two answers. Either it wasn't Lachinam, there was some reciprocity, or, oh, B'gai Shein Ovid Ha'Rozari. And the Rashba says, Yafa Marta, that's a good shot. And he brings support. Because it says, "Lagar shabisharacha titnana ba'ocheila omochor lenachri." The Kumosh Kasev, the mayor, Damer, that's sort of interesting that he cites your mayor. But here's what's so interesting, which is he seems, this Rashba, to be mashbe a guy in over Devodah Zarah with a ger toshav. And that's very interesting, because don't you need Kabbalah's Shiva mitzvos, or at least Shalolah Devodah Zarah to be a ger toshav? Okay, we'll get back to that point in a moment. But that's what the Rashba says. That's what the Rashba says. And even though the Gemara, again, sort of said, sounds like if you're not a Ger Toshav, it should be an Issur Rosachanim, but the Rashba is basically saying, oh, if he's not a Ger Ovid of Odozara, sorry, if he's not a Guy Ovid of Odozara, then it would be mutter. So when the Gemara said Nachri, basically it meant Nachri Ovid of Odozara. That's seemingly the way the Rashba must have read the Gemara. And then you have to figure out what about Lachyosa and the like. Now, one of the interesting things is that even though we have a Mefurish Rashba, and we'll see in a moment, it's not just a Rashba, this view in some Sfarim is sort of, dismissed. Just one example was that Shaul Meshav Davar that I sent you, Chelek Basim and Vav. This is from the Netziv, who was very opposed to that of Achira. And one of the things he says is that V'ra'isi Lagon Echad Shekasav Liaser Seis Yecholim Limkor Lishmael Hamakiro. So one of the objections to Mechira, a lot of objections, but one is, how can you sell the karka to the guy? That's a violation of Lo Sechanim. Who's the Gon Echad? Anybody know? Is it Rabbi Yitzchak Ohanan? No. Yeah. I think it might be Rabbi Yitzchak Ohanan. So anyway, this Gon Echad said, what should you do? At least Eliezer says, make sure to sell it to a Yishmael HaMakiva. He's trying to chap two things. Number one is Yishmael, because maybe the issue only applies to Ovni Kochavim, and also HaMakiva, so that just like we know, and we'll see that giving gifts to Vaya HaMakiva is Mata. Now, to apply that to Karka is not at all clear, because for Karka, you're in violation of the issue even if you accept money. So how much Makira is going to help is not at all clear. But Yishmaeli, let's say, we hold like the Rashba, would seem to make sense. And then he says they rely on the Shach and the Taz, Yishmaelim dinam keger toshav. We'll get back to the view of the Taz. Not the Shach, if I said Shach, I mean that Taz Yardayas and Kufa Dalit Sekat Dalit. And therefore, and moreover, Los Chanim is only talking about idolaters. That's what this Goyin Echad held. So he says that, you know, he started, well, this guy is like, you know, out with, you know, you got rid of a mouse and invited the bear. Started off with an Issur Shvi'is, that's a Issur D'Rabbanan. And now, to solve the Issur D'Rabbanan, you said, violated Issur D'Oraisa of Lo Sechanim. And the Taz isn't relevant. And nobody said this. It's like inconceivable, unheard of, absurd to say that the Issur is limited to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What about the Rashba? I don't know. But again, very, you know, some of these Heter Mechira writings are quite polemical. But anyway, he doesn't, again, he seems to utterly reject that possibility, which relates to the letter that we were discussing from Rav Lichtenstein. We'll get back to that a little bit later. But Rav Lichtenstein has a very fascinating letter to Rav Avram Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Harav, and he was the former chief rabbi, who signed with others a letter opposing selling karka in Eretz Yisrael to Goyim, a very strong letter. And Rav Lichtenstein has many tainos, respectfully but strongly disagreeing. But one of his tainos is that, you know, you write it as though it's a blanket isser, like it's pashut that this is aser. Well, what about the shitos that say that it's mutter for yishmelim? And even if you don't think you're paskin that way, it's not appropriate to write, even when you're writing polemically, that imply that this is aser lekulei alma when it's not. Anyhow, we'll get back to that a little bit later. Okay, well, we have the Rashba. On the one hand, we have the Rashba. On the other hand, well, maybe Tosfos is all Goyim, though we're not 100% sure. But we have, let's say, the Rashba on the one hand, and we have the Beis Yosef and Bach on the other hand. What about the Rambam? So this might actually relate to the correct years in the Rambam. First of all, you have to make sure that when you're reading this Rambam, you're not using the old-fashioned Rambams. The old-fashioned Rambam says Shiva Umos, that's certainly incorrect. It's not the correct Gersa. The Rambam here, the whole Perek, all of Perek Yud, has to be read extremely carefully because he uses different words, and the Rambam is always precise. So we have to figure out what exactly the Rambam Shita is. He starts off by saying, Ein Karsim Bris La'ovdei Avodah Zarah, Kedeshia Nasi Man Shalom, V'Naniach Osam, like we read already. Okay, that sounds like Ovdei Avodah Zarah, not all Gayim, but maybe it's not Mochrach. Let's read on. I think it does get pretty compelling. Shenemar L'Sichos Fein, V'Asher L'Rachim Aleim, Shenemar V'Losuchanim. L'Fikach, Imra Gai Oved Avodah Zarah, Oved O Toveya B'Nahar, Lo Ya'alenu. So that's a very strong idea. Because he should just say, if he just said Imra Oved Kochavim, or Imra Oved Avodah Zarah, Oved O Toveya, etc. So then I could say, okay, Oved Avodah Zarah, it really just means Gai, maybe. But the fact that he says Imra Gai Oved Avodah Zarah, that certainly implies that it's a Gai Oved Avodah Zarah, not a Stam Gai. Otherwise, just say Gai, or say even Oved Avodah Zarah. But why Gai Oved Avodah Zarah? Now, to some degree, he has to make that point clearer because he's going to compare a Gai Oved Avodah Zarah versus a Yisrael Oved Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Gai Oved Avodah Zarah, it's Lo Moridin Velo Malin. When it comes to Yisrael, who is a kofar, then it's Moridin. But still, the Lashon of Gai Oved Avodah Zarah certainly suggests, I would say, that he holds like this Rashba. Certainly suggests that he holds like this Rashba. And throughout the Perek, I think that holds up. We won't read the whole Perek today. But then you run into a little trouble in Perek Vav. Halacha Vav, sorry. Ein kol dvar ma'ilu amurim ela bizman shegalu Yisrael levein umos or bizman shiyad agayim tkifa aval bizman shiyad Yisrael tkifa al umos ha'olam asur lanu laniach goy ovid avod zar b'neinu. Once again, the term goy ovid avod zar, which for now I'm going to assume is meduyak, right? Not just a synonym. Afil yoshev yishiva sarai o over mimakom makom l'schayra Lo yavor be'artzeinu. Ad shikavalav shav mitzvah shemitztavu b'nei noach. Shenemar lo yeshvu be'artzecha. Afil yisho. Kibel lav shav mitzvah sarezer ger toshav. Ve'en mekamlin ger toshav. El bizman shayovel noeg. Abo shalob bizman hayovel. Like nowadays, en mekamlin el ger toshav levat. Now here we get into a little trouble. Why? Because he's comparing it with the ger toshav. He says, oh, who could stay in Eretz Yisrael? A ger toshav. What's a ger toshav? Someone who's makabel shev mitzvos b'nei noach. And we can't do that nowadays. So that sort of implies that everybody else is out, including the guy, we'll say the Yishmaeli, right? Where does Yishmaeli stand? At the beginning, he sounds like Yishmaeli. We don't apply lo sechanim because he says, because Yishmaeli isn't a guy over the bazaar. But then he says the only people that could stay are those who are makabel shev mitzvos b'nei noach. And you can't do that nowadays. So we sort of have a little bit of a mixed message. What exactly is the Shita of the Rambam? What exactly is the Shita of the Rambam? So it's not so clear. Now, I'd just point out, first of all, interesting Ravid over here, second Ravid in this halacha. Again, the Ravid writes, Alo shalom is man hayovel, ein mekablin el ger tzedek bovad. Amar Ram, eino mashve lo Yeshivas Haaretz. I don't agree to him when it comes to Yeshiva Haaretz. What does that mean? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Because of the Ravid, time of Lomar is what the Ravid holds. Sha'af al pi she'en mekablim kertoshe b'zban hazeh, b'zban she'en ayovel noheg, im kibel sheva mitzvos, lama yimnu'u oso mi yeshivas ha'aretz, ha'leka l'mechash be'y pen yachtiu. Let's say nowadays you have a guy who accepts upon themselves sheva mitzvos. Now, we can't formally make them a ger toshav because ein yovel noheg. But why should we throw them out of Eretz Yisrael? Right? Why shouldn't they be allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael? After all, what's the reason for this issue? Pan yachtiu. And we don't have to worry about them because they were Makavel Shev. Says, no, nothing to worry about. They could stay. Okay. Understand this idea. Derive it. I have to see if this is limited to specifically this din. Do they have other dinim of a Ger Toshav? There's another Rivet in that we'll get to a little bit later. But at the very least, the Rivet is very clear. Right now, what is the Rambam hold? What is the Rambam hold? So the Rambam presumably disagrees, right? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Uladas Rabbeinu, Nira Lomar De'ein Achinami. The Rambam would agree to this. No machlokas. Shemeatzmo kibol lav shava mitzvos, shein monin oso yeshivas aretz. If he accepts upon himself yeshivas shiva mitzvos, why would we not let him live in Eretz Yisrael? The lo ba lomar ella, Shane based in Makabel, I say. All the Rambam means to say is based in can't be Makabel, him as a Gertosha. That's only Bismarck. Oh, no, wait. But the fundamental idea, that's Mutter. Now, this is very fascinating because if that's true, so first of all, had the right bit, had the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam agrees. So he doesn't tell us. He just thinks, you know, all he writes is that it makes a lot of sense, Misvara. But it's certainly Meduk in the Rambam, because the Rambam says, to whom is it Aser? A guy Ovid of Odizara. So if he's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, he's a non-idolater, even though he happens to be, you know, there's no base, and he's not formally a Ger Toshav, but he's still not a guy obeyed of Avodah Zarah. So Lechora, that's, you know, there's a diuk like this in the Rambam, in which case we would presumably say the same thing about, like we said, the whole parak. So the Isser of Lo Sechanein doesn't apply to a guy obeyed Avodah Kochavim. I mean, it only applies to a guy obeyed Avodah Kochavim. It would not apply to a guy who's a non-idolater, even if he's not formally a Ger Toshav. And the Rambam, you know, clearly throughout this parak seems to be talking about the same people, right? Like in Halacha Dalet, V'chein Aser L'Saper B'Shvacham, and Aser L'Tein L'Mchanaya, and the like. So maybe according to the Kesef Mishnah, if you have this guy, right, who's not a guy of a Kochavim, a guy, let's call him a Yishmaeli, right? Yishmaeli, they're non-idolatrous, monotheistic religion. So you have a Yishmaeli, according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Isser Lo Sechanein doesn't apply. That's, reading the Kesef Mishnah, that's what seems to come out, which is a great shot, except now we have a steer between the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, right? In the Kesef Mishnah, he says, oh, Lo Sechanein, that doesn't apply to Yishmaeli. In the Beis Yosef, he says, unequivocally, Lo Sechanein, that applies to Yishmael. So I could be changed his mind. Doesn't sound that way.
Question?
What we might suggest is that there's no stira at all. A Yishmaeli, even if Islam is non-idolatrous religion, as the Rambam does say, is not someone who is Mekabel Olav Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The only time the Rambam says, according to the Kesef Mishnah, that Lo Sechanein doesn't apply is if he's Mekabel Lo Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So if a guy is Mekabel Lo Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, then there's no Isser of Lo Sechanein. He's not yet a Ger Toshav, because we don't have Ger Toshav as Mondays. That's interesting. What's the Nafka Mina? Maybe the Nafka Mina, you know, there's a discussion in the Rambam. Does the Rambam think Ger Toshav is like a Mixus Gerus? That's why you need the Beis Din. I don't want to get into that right now. But The point is that at least within the Kasher Mishnah, again, I don't know if this is the only way to read the Rambam, but at least the way the Kasher Mishnah is reading the Rambam, I think, is that a Stam guy, including Ishmaeli, is subject to the restrictions of Lo Tzachaneh. But if he's Mekabel Lav Shav Mitzvos B'nei Noach, then he wouldn't be, even though he's not formally going to be a Oved, he's not formally going to be a Ger Toshav. That could be how at least the Kesef Mishnah read the Rambam. Yes, Moshe.
Maybe this is what you were saying is a complicated thing that you want to get into. But in that case, what is it, a nafkamina, whether the Beis Din recognizes him, if he's a Ger Toshav for all these halachos anyway?
There might be other nafkaminas. You know, we have to think about it. Are you mitzvah lach yoso? Again, and other possible nafkaminas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might mention the Noahid movement in America often has Orthodox rabbis who are helping them out.
Right? Okay, good. Yeah.
So...
Maybe, I don't know when they sell, you know, when they do that to Mechira, according to this, they should have the guy be Mekabel Lav Shav Mitzvos B'nei Noach there. And then they'd be even, you know, that would, if this reading is correct, then that would solve the problem. I don't know if they do that or not. Anyhow, and there are other stadim to be made for that Mechira Sakarka, which we'll get back to a little bit later. If you saw that piece from the Tzitz Eliezer, he also argues that the Rambam would agree fundamentally to the Rashba. He thinks that the Sefer Mitzvos also sounds this way. His Hiranim Echmo Chlal al Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Again, I don't know if that's Mochrach. There's a bigger machlokas, we're out of time now, between the Rambam and the Ravid elsewhere about Geirei Toshav and Kabbalah's Geirei Toshav, which you have to look into. There's an interesting question, you know, is this machlokas Rambam Ravid about Davka Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael? Is it broader? There's a Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shindal at Sifkat and Chavdalah that assumes that the Rambam and the Ravid is a broader machlokas about whether a Makabla Geri Toshav is Manazab. It's an interesting point. I'll just mention interesting Mar Makom in the Chazon Ish, who's discussing that to Mechira in Shvias Siman Chavdalah, Oz Gimel and Dalet. He assumes that the Rambam Ravid machlokas would be. Whether this applies b'zman hazeh. He thinks the Rambam would disagree. But he also points out that even for, he may be, das ha-Rambam, de-kevan de-enan ha-makablan oso lo-chutar yeshivaso be'eretz af agav shehu zahir b'shiva mitzvos, de-below kabbalah enanu betuchim b'zehirusam. So that's why you need the formal kabbalah. He also thinks, just interestingly enough, that they have to not just be makabel to observe the Sheva Mitzvot Nachum. As you could have said, that let's say, I don't know, Sharia, let's assume for a moment, prohibits all Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, right? You can't even have Eivim and Achai, it's not halal. I'm assuming that all Sheva Mitzvot are banned. You can double check. But he says, the Chazon Ish at least thinks that the Kabbalah would have to mean to do it for the right reasons. And therefore, if you do it because you think, he writes, which I think would exclude Yishma'elim. An interesting chiddush, how he knows that. As I mentioned, the Tzitz Eliezer also thinks that this view is that of the Sefer HaChinuch. Also not that Mochrach, but he thinks that the Sefer HaChinuch implies it's Dafka Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So what do we have? We have a number of, we have the Rashba who thinks it's Dafka are prohibited for Odeh Medezara. This might be the view of the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Ravid. There's yet another view, even more far-reaching, which we don't have time to get into now, but that is of the Meiri. Meiri on Avodah Zarah Chaf Amad Aleph, he writes, Avo kol shehu min ha'umos ha'gduros bedarke adasos u'shmudos be'alokus v'shemodos be'alokus en safek shemoter. Pashat. So what does Meiri hold? Meiri holds, it's not just Muslims for which there would be no Los Hachanim, but even Christians. Christians might be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but they are Gedurim Bedarkei Hadassos. This is an idea that Meiri has a number of places, several places in Bava Kamma, Sanhedrin. It also happens to be the view of the Torah Tmima, Shmos Perek Chaf Aleph, and basically that the Torah's discriminatory laws against non-Jews only apply to uncivilized barbarians. But when you have civilized people, even if they're idolaters, we don't, for the most part, discriminate against them. The way the Torah Tmima explains that is if they're uncivilized, we take their money away from them sometimes for their benefit and for the benefit of humanity. But if they're basically a civilized society, so then there's no reason. It's an interesting question, you know, do we accept this? It does seem to be a minority view in the Rishonim. It's only the Meiri, more or less. But many, Rav Kook writes in a tshuva that we accept this view, lahalacha. There are a lot of places where this perspective is sort of brought up. And the question is do they, the speakers who say this mean what they say? So there's, for example, in the Hakdama to the Noda B'Yehuda, he writes that all the derogatory things that I'm going to say about Gentiles in this work don't apply to Gentiles b'zman hazeh. I'm talking about the pagans of old and not the current Gentiles, not Christians. So that is basically the view of the Meiri. But maybe he's just saying this because of the censors. Not clear. You could argue that if you look over there, he said more than he needs to say if he's referring to the censors. His Talmud, the Tshuva Me'ava, has a much longer essay in which he again argues in favor of this view. And Shmuel Lesher has an article about this in the most recent Tradition magazine where he discusses this Hakdama of the Tshuva Me'ava. And he brings down the raid. Is it that did he mean it or not? There is indications that he did mean it. Otherwise, why is he ma'arich so much? But maybe it's not so clear, especially because he says things that probably even the Meiri would think apply to Gayim. So there's a lot of discussion about this, but not for now. Okay, so we'll stop here and pick up tomorrow. Bezras Hashem. Sorry. The Torah Tumima. So the Torah Tumima is an Ar Pasuk. And the other one.
Yeah.
The other one is Torah Tumima. Shmos Perek Chaf Aleph Ha'ara Reish Ayin Zayin. Okay.
Would one say that a communist or Nazi would be considered civilized?
No. It does raise an interesting question, who the Meiri was talking about and how we would define civilized. Gedurim bedarkei hadas. But I think nobody would imagine that that's true, what you suggested.
I was saying rhetorically.
Right.
I mean, technologically they're civilized, but morally they're barbaric or worse.
Right. I think... that's what he means, Geduim, the dark Adas. In other words, yeah. But as I said, it raises an interesting question, who he was talking about. Okay. Have a great day.
By the way, if you have another minute, I have an interesting anecdote.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you read about the archaeologist... Wendell Jones.
Nope.
Anyway, he was the paradigm for Indiana Jones.
He was what?
He was a paradigm or the model figure for Indiana Jones in the movie.
Oh, okay.
He's a lost art. Anyway, he was a goy, a Ben Noach, who went to some Beis Din, I'm not quite sure who it was, and it was officially Mikabo Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach.
Uh-huh.
He worked with the Jewish rabbis, and when they made the movie, he insisted they place the ark outside of Eretz Yisrael, because he knew the movie would inspire people to go digging around, and didn't want them digging around inside Eretz Yisrael. So he Dafka put them put in the movie. He insisted, and the name Indiana Jones. So Wendell in Indiana, you can hear the Indy part in the middle of Wendell. He was a few years ago, but apparently he.
Okay, I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for this year.
Sure. Have a good day.
Okay. Call two.
Call two.